business. See if you qualify and get the help you need by calling the Consumer Hotline, 800-535-3787. That's 800-535-3787. 800-535-3787.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job will be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
I'd like to make a homeowner's insurance claim.
Sure. What is it you're claiming?
My busted air conditioner.
Sorry, homeowner's insurance doesn't cover breakdowns of home systems or appliances.
No?
We cover home damage from things like fire, lightning, even damage caused by stampeding buffalo.
But we live 1,000 miles from the nearest buffalo.
They're migrating animals, sir.
But you won't cover my air conditioner?
You need American Home Shield for that.
She's right. His busted air conditioner could have been covered by American Home Shield, plus breakdowns of major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-8156. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
What's that, buffalo?
Stampeding buffalo.
But American Home Shield helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer's broken down.
Protect your budget from home system and appliance breakdowns. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-8156. 1-800-400-8156.
Did you know you can get a pilot's license in less than a year? You can get a license to practice law in 3 years, but it takes 10 years of education, training, and apprenticeship to become a licensed Union Master Plumber. Why so long? Simply put, water affects everything, from protecting your family's health to the health of an entire city, protecting your home against water damage to making your plumbing fixtures as beautiful as they are functional. Licensed Union Plumbing Contractors are the only ones qualified for the job. For a list of licensed Union Plumbing Contractors that meet your needs, visit PICSTL.com.
This week at Target, get Ziploc bags for $6.99. Find these and lots of other great deals for everything on your list. Target, run and done. Pricing may vary.
One of my favorite songs, I play this right here, this version on my iPad all the time. iPod, not iPad. See, I need the help of Jose. I don't even know iPod from iPad. You think you're stupid? No, you're not. We have a guy here who's smarter than all of us when it comes to this stuff. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he's brought to you by Window World. We just talked about him. Number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. I think you know how this works. Jose's going to tell us some stuff he thinks we need to know about, you know, technology and electronic things. And then you call and ask him a question about what's bugging you. From most cell, I'd call now, by the way, from most cell phones, star KTRS. That's star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then there's 888-550-KPRS. Say good afternoon to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Jose, you seem to be in a good mood today.
I'm in an excellent mood, Frank.
And any reason why? Anything in particular?
It's not raining.
Yeah, no kidding. Anything else? That would do it, I guess. Just dry would
make people just dry. Happy. The sun was out a little bit today. It's a little chilly, but it's a good day.
Well, I don't have any issues. I'm not stuck on anything. I can't figure out, not that I can think of, Peon, Dan, anything, because this is the master. You got, you know.
Nothing right now.
I had an issue with the work computer here, and Jose took care of it very quickly. So.
All right, Jose, it's all yours.
Thank you. You remember a while ago, there was an organization called the Turkish Crime Family.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
They were trying to extort about $100,000 from Apple.
Yes.
Because they had 3 million to 7 million accounts that they were going to wipe if Apple didn't pay them.
That's right. I remember that.
Well, 3 days past the deadline, the cyber criminals posted a page that has a link on it that basically shows that Apple paid them $480,000 to not delete people's accounts.
Now, do you believe that's
absolutely
real?
Not.
No, that's what I was just going to say.
Not.
They didn't pay any such amount of money.
No. They said that they were in negotiations with Apple, and it finally concluded. What I think Apple did was tell them where they could head in.
And I think what they're trying to do is establish themselves as a big threat, and Apple paid us, and you better pay us, too, when we come after you.
Right, next time we're coming for you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. They used Bitcoin. And there are some currency experts that looked at the transaction and said that how nice they paid themselves the money to try and show that Apple had given
exactly.
it to them.
Exactly.
Amazon, have you tried one of their Echo speakers yet?
I have
Google
not.
Home?
No.
Well, they've got a new one out called Echo Look. And it now includes a 5-megapixel camera. So you can tell it to take a photo or Alexa take a video. The part of the app that sounded interesting to me is it comes with a style check feature. It combines Amazon's machine learning algorithms and advice from stylists for a second opinion. So nobody's around and your friends are too polite, like mine are, to tell me that your clothes make you look almost. The new Echo will tell you that.
Do we need that?
Apparently somebody needs that.
Yeah, I heard about this one, I couldn't figure out what the use is going to be.
I don't even need the original one. I've got Siri. You know, what the heck? I don't know. Sometimes I think we get too advanced.
Yeah, it could put guys off of the hook, though, when a wife comes out. Do these jeans make my butt look big or something like that?
Alexa? Answer the question.
No, Dan, that's just going to make things even worse because Alexa's going to side with your wife or your girlfriend. You know who she is.
Yeah.
Right. Verizon last week announced a $70 gigabit plan. Come to find out, it's really not gigabit throughput or bandwidth. It's also not $70. For those of you who are looking to get this new service, the $70 service is only for new customers. If you're a current customer, the upgrade is going to cost you some more. If you read the service agreement carefully, the cost is actually $195 a month. They reduce it with a temporary $115 special bonus discount and a $10 online discount for seven. It ends up being $70 a month, but they're not sure if it's going to be for 1 year or 2 years. So, And then last but not least, if you live in certain parts of Arizona, Waymo. Remember Waymo?
No.
That's Google's self-driving vehicle spinoff company. They did that earlier this year where they said, we're going to send those folks to go and do a thing. If you live in the Phoenix area and you apply to the Waymo people, if you're accepted, they will give you full access to one of their self-driving cars for you to go anywhere as often as you would like to go, as well as your families.
That sounds like a good deal.
So if you reside in Chandler, Tempe, Mesa, or Gilbert, you sign up for the Early Rider program. You can have either a Lexus RX450H, Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid minivan, and they've ordered 500 additional vans from the Chrysler Fiat folks. These are going to have drivers in them, so if the program decides to go do something crazy, the driver will intervene. But I just think it's interesting that finally the self-driving car is coming.
But I don't want that guy coming to my house. I mean, he comes with the car.
Well, it's like any ride service, like an Uber or a taxi would call.
Oh, I thought they meant they'd let them have the car. Like, here, put this in your garage.
No. You call the service, and the service shows up.
I heard Elon Musk said the other day, within like a year or two, they're going to have a car, a Tesla, go from Los Angeles to New York or something, driverless.
Yeah, and Uber wants to get into the autonomous flying now.
Okay, but when they say driverless from L.A. to New York, is there somebody in the car still?
You.
No, the Elon Musk thing.
They'll probably test it with somebody, but in case they have to intervene. But right. I would presume that it's supposedly to go autonomously from one to the other.
Boy, I'd have a tough time taking a nap. You know, you're on the interstate. You go, we got 68 miles before the next exit. This car drives itself. I think I'll take a nap. I don't think I could. I'm not there yet. Where I would trust it.
What if you have to go to the bathroom? You have to tell the car, I have to go to the bathroom, pull over at the nearest gas station.
You know what? It probably eventually will be smart enough to do that. You just say, next gas station. It'll do it. Maybe now it can do it.
You have to listen to the GPS going, recalculating. Can't you just say, shut up and go into the bathroom?
Yeah, you will be able to.
That's it. Can we take some calls, please?
We can take calls. One more time for the numbers. Here we go. Most cell phones. Star. KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Let's start with Doug. Doug, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose. Hello, fellas.
Hello, Doug.
First off, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose, question for you. My MacBook Pro, I got some more iCloud storage for my photos and videos and such.
Yes.
And how do I make sure that is in the cloud, and do I have to upload it, or how do I go about getting that from actually my MacBook and my iPads and iPhones and stuff like that? How do I get that all up into where it needs to be?
Well, I presume you're going to install the iCloud app on all of the devices.
Yes.
And then configure it to synchronize.
Well, like when I bought the iCloud package deal, it started to upload all my photos, and then it stopped. And it didn't restart. So is there something I need to do to keep those?
Did you overload the space, maybe?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Did you overload the space?
No, I bought plenty for what I have. I have a couple thousand photos on my
porn.
On my computer, and that was it. Well, Frank, yours as well, right?
Oh, yeah. That's why I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. We're like-minded fellows.
I would presume somewhere in the interweb, iCloud has a help file or an FAQ on how to get it restarted.
Okay, but make sure that I do have the app downloaded on all my devices, and it, I guess, walk me through it, I would assume.
Right, and then on your other devices, you can check what was loaded from the first one, because eventually it will all be in one place.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll go that route. Thank you, sir.
Doug, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You know, that cloud thing, I don't think I've ever sucked anything out of the cloud. I've never downloaded it. I just trust that it's there. I mean, a lot of people don't,
right.
All this stuff in the cloud.
You've been trusting the cloud for a long time.
Yeah.
Even before your iPhone.
Now, do you, because I'm new to the iPhone, do you have to have a cloud account set up, or is that automatic when you get an iPhone?
You have to have an account.
Okay. I don't know if I do or not. I'll have to check.
Probably, if you don't know for sure, probably not.
Okay.
Jim is next. Jim, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Jose, hello. Hi, guys.
Jim.
I've been AM and the PM since 1990.
Yeah, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hi, Jose. Luckily, I don't have a disabling problem. I got a pain in the butt problem. I don't know. I've had my computer now for about a year and a half. My old Vista gave out, and now I've got the supposedly Windows 10 Microsoft Edge. And especially when the computer's cold, I'll start it up and start doing whatever I'm doing, and all of a sudden it shuts down and the screen goes completely white. For a long time I was shutting the computer down, restarting it and all that stuff, and the other day I thought, well, I'm going to hit escape. Well, that didn't work. Then I hit Control Escape. Then my home screen came back up. I clicked on the Windows Edge, Microsoft Edge button. And then what I was doing came back up. And every once in a while I'll do it a second time. But like then the computer's warm enough, it doesn't do it again. What's going on? Have you ever heard of it?
PBO. Porn Browsing Overload. Yeah. This is a guilty laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim, it's the first time I've heard of it with Windows 10, but I'm surprised if you're the only one that has it.
Yeah.
Have you done a search on the interweb?
Oh, and just ask anybody else if they have that problem?
Yeah, just drop it into the search bar.
Okay. And I was just hoping, well, if that's an easy enough way to get rid of it, I just didn't want it to get worse if there was something I was supposed to do.
I presume you're running an antivirus.
Yeah, ESET or SSET.
Right. So, yeah, I would think just type an explanation into one of the search engines.
Okay.
And see what pops up. Let me know when you find out what it is.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you guys. Bye.
I don't think I have ever gone and Googled anything where I didn't get the answer. It knows everything.
Yes,
and I've always wondered who went and loaded all of that stuff in so you could retrieve it. Jose, didn't at some time somebody have to take every single bit of information that is on the internet and put it in there?
Yes.
Well, who are those people? There have to be a million people sitting at keyboards.
Yes. There are millions and millions of people.
Is that a job you can get, putting stuff on the internet?
I would presume it is, although that's probably more for companies.
Wow.
You know, if you're a major technology company like a laptop like Lenovo and you want documentation available, you hire somebody to put the documentation in a form that can be put on the internet.
Well, you can phrase it multiple ways, but whenever you go and put in that bar, how do you learn? Here it comes, and I've never failed, no matter what it is. It's incredible.
But the movie The Intern was on yesterday, or The Interns with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, and they intern at Google, and they had an inside look at Google, and the people were actually entering stuff in the system. So
that's a great story.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
I just thought that. I might throw that in there.
Well, Frank, it's the same way that YouTube got all its video content.
Well, that's submitted by people who shot it.
Right, but there are people who shoot it professionally.
Right, but let's say I Google, how do you install a three-pole dimmer switch? Now, who's the person that put that in there?
It could be the company that makes three-pole dimmer switches.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to take any more time. I always thought that there are lots of people out there putting stuff in that we pull out. I think, is Dan next?
Yes.
Yeah, Dan, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Dan.
I'm having an email problem, and I sent you an email about my problem last night, but it just occurred to me you may have emailed it back, and I wouldn't know because I'm not getting emails. Here's the situation. About 3 weeks ago, my SBC Global email address got hacked, and I know that because I got the usual phone calls and emails from all my friends and family saying, did you send me? And it had an attachment on it, one of those things that wanted you to click on something and then it corrupts or it infects everybody else's email. So I went and changed my password on that account, and I thought everything was fine because I was sending emails. I can send emails and people can receive them, but I don't get emails coming back.
What email client do you use?
It's Yahoo.
It's in Yahoo.
No.
Is it possible that nobody likes you? And they just won't write you back? Is that possible?
When I used my other business email address and forwarded that to this SBC Global, that works. But, you know, I still got a bunch of people that are still emailing me at the SBC Global email address and wondering why I'm not responding because I'm not getting their email. So,
any
clues?
I would head over to sbcglobal.com. They've got a frequently asked questions on how to configure the email and make sure your email configuration is correct.
Okay.
Because what may have happened is the people that stole your password and hacked into your email account may have redirected your outbound email to come from them as opposed to you. And so there may be a setting you're going to have to go and change. And if the frequently asked questions don't tell you what you want, as a Southwestern Bell customer, you pay them money, you should be able to call their tech support and have them talk you through it.
Okay, but you said sbcglobal.com. My email is at sbcglobal.net.
Apologies, whatever the SBC Global page is.
Okay, so go to that and then see if there's a setting.
All right.
I'll give it a shot, thanks.
All right, Dan, good luck. Thank you. Thanks for listening. We'll close it out with Rob. Maybe we can get one more, depending on how quick Rob is. Rob, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Rob. Hallelujah.
I've got an issue with a external hard drive. It's a Passport brand, and I bought it 2 years ago, and it worked fine. The preloaded software would pop up, but now that I've uploaded, or not uploaded, but upgraded to the most recent Windows, whenever I plug in the Passport, recognize it at all. So the preloaded software doesn't come up, and I'm not able to view any of the videos or photos that I put on that external hard drive originally.
Are you able to use the hard drive on another machine?
I haven't tried, unfortunately.
I would. The first thing I'd do is see if I can plug it in somewhere else and see if it's just related to the Windows 10.
Okay.
My guess is that the hard drive has failed. And it isn't just Windows 10, that it's the drive itself.
If it's failed, is there any way that I could take it to a technical service place and they could pull that information off?
There may be a way. There are a couple things you consider. The Windows 10 machine, is it a laptop or a desktop?
Laptop.
Yeah, you're going to need a desktop machine.
Okay.
Let's cross that bridge when you get to it first. I'm hoping it's maybe just the Windows 10 has an issue with that Passport.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. We'll try that route.
Good luck, Rob. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
I think we're out of time. I need that music again so that I can thank all of you. I can thank Jose. And here's Jose. Now, pay attention, because there's a dot difference in his email address now and the old email address. Just a dot. Here it is.
tech.questions@ktrs.com.
All right. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you.
We'll see you next Monday. Jose Hernandez, everybody, courtesy of Wonderworld. The original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We're going to take a little break in traffic, and then we'll be back. I think John Londoff, I hope, will be with us. Dan, do the honors.
Thank you so much, Frank. We're going to throw it to Tim Mario Andretti Weiland, and he's going to let you know what the traffic looks like.
Okay, Dan, we did get word that the Merrimack River is rising faster than what they thought, so they are going to close down Highway 44 this evening between Highway 270 and Highway 109. Between 270 and 109, that'll close by 7 p.m., so 109 up to 100, or if you're coming in further west, get in off at Gray Summit, Highway 100. I heard MoDOT saying it's going to become your Highway 44 for the next few days. Now, they're working with this accident on northbound 270 north of Graboid. The two right lanes are blocked. You are back up a little bit south of Highway 44. Also, they will be shutting down Tesson Ferry or Highway 21 at the Merrimack River and Highway 30 at the Merrimack River later this evening also. On eastbound Highway 270, you're jamming up a little bit south of 370. It goes all the way around the bend through West Florissant. Southbound 170, a stop and go from Olive down to Highway 40. And on westbound 70, look for your normal slowdown Jennings Station Road, then past the airport, and you're going to have some slow stretches from Highway 370 all the way out through Wentzville. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. The Staples Print and Marketing Services has low prices on printing solutions for your business, like color copies and presentations or custom business cards and banners. More at Staples stores or staples.com/smallbiz. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Do you love golf? Do you appreciate our veterans? The KTRS McGraw Open Golf Tourney, June 9th at Normandy Golf Course, will be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation, serving wounded warriors, and the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, honoring veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to experience the memorials built in their honor. Join McGraw Millhaven and book your foursome now for this great day of fun and help raise money for two great charities. Foursomes are filling up fast, so go to ktrs.com and click on McGraw Open for details. A foursome is just $500 and includes lunch, 18 holes of golf, followed by post-golf cocktails and food. Go to ktrs.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open, to benefit our veterans, is presented by Altair Travel, Gelmish & Sons, and Outdoor Living.
spring, nature's way of celebrating, and Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center has the decorations. Whether you need flowers around the house or a complete landscape, Pasiglia's is the premier nursery in St. Louis, located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. Exquisite premium quality plants found only at Pasiglia's. Beautiful flowers, colorful hanging baskets, and gorgeous pre-arranged planters everywhere you look. Trees, plants, and perennials in full bloom are absolutely stunning. The Pasiglia's family has been in business in St. Louis for more than 65 years. The professional, knowledgeable staff will help you through the colorful and beautifully maintained nursery that may make you believe you're strolling through the botanical gardens. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, refined landscapes you can definitely picture around your home. Again, they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
Terminix 1 to Terminix 2. I've discovered the secret location of the termite colony. I'm moving in.
Roger that. Need backup? We have a team 10,000 strong.
I'm going in alone. Must take termites out before they cause more destruction.
You could be outnumbered 1,000,000 to 1.
At Terminix, we like those odds.
Don't let termites invade your home. Once they start, they are relentless, eating every minute of every day. Termites are never satisfied, so take immediate action. Call Terminix at 1-800-300-1452. As America's leading termite control provider, Terminix will do whatever it takes to stop termites in their tracks with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Termites never stop trying to get in. Terminix never stops working to keep them out. And if they ever come back, so will Terminix.
Mission accomplished.
Termites reported on Park Street.
Let's go. Not a moment to lose.
For a free termite inspection, call the experts at Terminix. Defenders of Home. 1-800-300-1452. 1-800-300-1452.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations.
Metro Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the Internet, and they offer a one-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Now, was that an actual phone conversation? Or was
I
that
think
two
so.
People? I think
yeah.
I think it was. Yeah. I think they tapped in and just picked up a real conversation because that sounded like the way a mother and daughter would talk to each other.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to introduce, folks, a guy we only got to talk to once in the last couple of weeks. I'm glad he's taking time out to be with us today. The one and only John Lundoff. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you, friend?
I'm good. We just ran a termite commercial, and I have you ever had termite? I've never had to deal with that.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes. How do we go from how are you? Haven't talked to you in a while, and we want to start talking about insects,
termites.
You know,
I mean,
I'm trying to have a friendly conversation. And...
I've got a good friend of mine. I mean, you know, when you have your pest control guy, and he's bought vehicles from me, Steve Aarons, Aarons Pest Control. Just talked to him today. We're trying to work a deal on some vehicles. But no, Frank, to answer your question, we've never had termites.
But, John, do you see what just happened? I gave you an opportunity to give your friend a plug by opening that conversation.
You can't always take credit for everything.
What?
You cannot always take credit for everything.
I'm taking credit for that. I'm the one that said, hey, have you ever had termites? And gave you the opportunity to thank a good, loyal customer. See?
Yeah.
I'll take credit for that.
And give him a plug.
Talk about bugs. Hey, here's our friend Johnny Lundoff, last day of the month, even though it's May the 1st, all the business today goes into the month of April. Let's talk about insects.
Okay, you know what? Peon, you know where to make the edit. Okay,
right.
Make the edit. The audience is never going to hear what we just said. We're starting over 3, 2, 1. And joining us right now, John Lundoff. John, I know it's getting toward the end of the month. Well, it's actually not the end of the month, but I believe today gets credited toward April. Is that right?
That's correct, Frank. Let me update. Have you ever had bed bugs?
Ha 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 ha!
I don't know where that came from.
Nope.
I don't know where it came from, but oh my God.
But I guess people actually have that, and then from what I've seen on TV, there are like thousands of them. You have to burn your sheets or something.
Well, they can bring them in from hotels and stuff. They'll jump in your luggage and things.
Here's why I think I've never had termites. I've been in the same house for 31 years, and I'm in the jungle. I mean, I'm in the woods. I believe, and termites like wood, I think they look at my house and they go, forget that. Look at all these trees. Let's eat these trees. That's why they don't bother my house. There's wood everywhere. They don't need my house. There's not that much wood there anyway. So I think you build your house with lots of wood, they'll leave you alone.
There you go, buddy. You kidding me? Huh? What about this rain? Oh, my goodness.
We could use some.
People that have been affected by it, so hearts go out to them. And I look outside, it's sprinkling right now, and I just, it was a teaser this morning. The sun was out, it was a gorgeous morning. You're thinking, you know, and the weather was like, it's going to be, you know, sunny today, no rain. It's raining again.
I know.
Not much, but thank you to the AM and the PM crowd. We had an unbelievable weekend. A great Friday, a great Saturday.
I
don't know if it would have been sunny and in the 70s if everyone would have said, oh, let's get out in the yard and do yard work. So whether the rain, I don't know.
No, I think good weather sometimes can kill business because that's exactly what happens. People go, we'll shop later. Let's go out in the yard or go fish. So,
I want to say hi to Lois and Daniel Oakley. Live in Maryland Heights and bought a 2017 Chevy Camaro. And young John Monop III said they would love to meet me when they come in tonight, which is about 5 o'clock for delivery. So I cannot wait to say hello to the Oakleys in their new 2017 Chevy Camaro. And then have Matthew Ross. And Matthew lives in O'Fallon, Missouri, and bought an Equinox, both. AM and the PM loyal listeners. So thank you so very much.
Trading in something, don't want to take a loss, you need to talk to Matthew Ross. And then he can share his experience, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Oakleys. I was going to do an Oakley from Muskogee thing, but I chose not to.
I'm glad.
Yeah, they're not from Muskogee.
Yeah, you'd be glad. And another loyal AM and the PM customer, and also a big UAW rep at the Wentzville plant, longtime Torquey Graham. Torquey, how about that name? One of my favorite all-time names of the just thousands and thousands of people I've been so lucky to meet and get to know.
Wouldn't know this, but I actually know that. I know him, and I know he can afford to shop anywhere because his family is filthy rich. We've all heard of Torquey Crackers, I believe. That's Torquey Graham's.
Oh, yeah.
The Torquey Cracker Company. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
I thought it was funny.
You have that Torquey crust on the bottom of your pie?
Well, I mean, obviously, you've got to think that everything you say is funny because that's
I'm the only one, apparently. Yeah. Well, what a great thing to be able to entertain yourself.
Right.
You know, people that play the piano, they can sit down in a room with the piano and just play and entertain themselves. I just start telling myself jokes.
Yeah. John says we usually laugh at everything you say. I didn't laugh at that one.
No, laugh at about 15% of what I say.
There was no reason to.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh.
Well, we're glad you had a good weekend.
Can I tell this quick story about the time when you and your lovely wife came to our house and me and you had a little appetizers and we're getting ready to head out to dinner and
I'm sure it'll be embellished, but go ahead.
Seth and your wife, you guys weren't at the house for 10 minutes, and then your wife goes, "Can I ask you a question?" And this is obviously years ago because my mom and dad were still with me and with us, and she goes, "When was it that your mom and dad quit sleeping together?"
My wife said that.
Yeah, you look at her, you're like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's her. That's inappropriate.
Wow. You're up playing your video games at night, and I can't sleep. And I'm telling you what, we were laughing so hard. And doesn't your wife wear one of those little eye masks that block out the sun or the daylight?
That and padlocked onesies.
Oh, my God. Okay. that was
she doesn't wear a mask, but she cannot stand a speck of light. If there is a glow from a clock, you have to face turn it face the wall. It's wow. Unbelievable. No, it has to be absolutely pitch dark. I think that has something to do with what I look like down there. You know, she doesn't want to see it.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I'm the same way. I do not like any light. I can
sleep with the sun coming through the window. Yeah. If I'm sleepy, I'm out. It doesn't matter.
Me.
No. But she no, has to be dark.
I can't do that.
A mask would I'd feel it on my face. I mean, she doesn't do that. I don't these people that have CPAPs. I don't know how in the world.
I don't know.
It's like sleeping with a jet fighter oxygen mask on your face with a big hose coming out.
And listening to the thing going running.
Well, Dan, if you're sleeping, you're not listening to it.
That's a good point.
The whole aspect is
that, got a good point there.
It's you know, sleep apnea, and part of that is that you know you wake up, you know, because of the lack of oxygen coming to your.
And not only that, what if you're in a romantic relationship and you have someone else with you, and she looks over and sees you looking like Eleanor Roosevelt or something with that that oxygen thing or CPAP on your face? That's not exactly conducive to romance, is it? Unless you're both wearing them.
Hey, honey, you want to do something tonight?
I got a headache. She has one, too. I got a headache.
You know, you don't break that thing out until you're probably married. And then you're like, oh, by the way, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been wearing this my whole life. It's just like you never pass gas in front of your you know, your girlfriend until you get married. Then
my wife did.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't wait till marriage. In fact, the first time I ever met her, I went, hey, what's your name? She went, oh, my name is Ty Ann.
Yeah. She split it up.
No, she didn't.
She saved all that for later, trust me.
Beautiful, classy lady.
He sure is.
I've always said that is a sign of true love when you can start doing
that. When you get to
that
point, exactly. When you can do that and not have to say, oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
You go, hey, honey.
And don't even mention it. Just move on. Nobody says a word.
What are you going to do?
That's love.
And I got to tell you. I mean, it's just, you know, as you, all you people that are out there still in your 30s and 40s, God love you, it doesn't hit you. You start getting into your early 50s, mid-50s.
No, that is exactly right. No, I used to hear jokes about older people that had that issue, and I thought, well, why do they have it? And then one day, and you don't know why, there's no rhyme or reason. It doesn't matter what you ate, you're still...
Your digestive tract, it just gets all discombobulated as you get older. There are certain things, for example, I love White Castle. I cannot eat them. I mean,
I love it.
I ate once in a while, one. But then, are you kidding me? If I could, back in the day, I could eat 10.
Easy.
Okay? Didn't affect me. Now, forget
about it. Oh, yeah.
You cannot eat one of those. I hate to give them a free commercial, but we've talked about them before. I've never had a bun that wasn't soft, and I've never had a White Castle cheeseburger that didn't taste exactly like the last 100 before that. They're consistently good, and even while you're eating it, knowing what's going to happen, you can't stop.
I can't stand to be around myself. You can't get away from yourself.
What other business has a product where you crave something you know you're going to hate later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But you know that, and you still can't stop eating them.
No, and if you put them in your car in a sack, your car will smell like that for 2 months.
Yeah.
I outlawed them at the house a long time ago. The boys used to get down to the lower level before we did everything a few years back. And they'd get a crepe case and all their buddies. And, I mean, it smelled down there for days. And I'm like, that's it. No more.
Or crepe case.
Besides the fact that then they're all walking around the house.
Every step you take.
Not in front of your mom. Stop that, okay?
I can't help it, Dad.
Now, listen, before you get away, a reminder. It is, they do credit April for today's business, and you're open late tonight, so let's go.
The deals are great. I'm sure I know there were many more AM and the PM customers. I didn't mention them yet. We'll mention them on Wednesday, or I'll email you something. But sure. Again, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate all you do for us and the AM and the PM crowd. Now, Jeffrey Mitchell. Jeffrey Mitchell, his family, he just picked up a new Silverado LTZ, UPS driver. Jeffrey, you're listening now. You know, I held you for the very end like a crescendo in a great symphonic orchestra. Bam, Jeffrey.
What?
Whoa.
Mitchell, what the heck is happening here?
I don't know.
He's trying to put some poetic spin to the sale of a truck.
Not poetic. It's just it's a symphonic ending of a great...
I didn't know where you were going when you said, Jeffrey, I held you. And I thought, what?
Yeah.
I know you're a hugger.
Till the end.
Jeff, big guy, UPS drivers.
I held you till I was finished.
That's not me saying that, Jeff. That is Frank.
Yes, it is.
It's getting all weird, but Jeff, enjoy your new Chevy Silverado LTZ. Thank you to you and your family. They have bought several vehicles over the past many years. Drive safe out there. And Jeffrey Mitchell, great AM and the PM customer here at General on the AAA. And I'm sure there's many, many more. So, yep, we're open late tonight. Come and see us. 314-837-1800.
Come and see us. It's like you said, come and tee us. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, that's car lingo.
Oh, it is?
You're pushing my buttons right now.
Well, I didn't know Dan sold cars. That's a car saying.
Yeah,
it's car
lingo.
Come and tee us.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
I sure hope you wore a hat today because you're going to get wet when you walk out. Not yours.
Give me that phone number.
I was giving it to you. Interrupted me.
Oh, sorry. Well, you said come and tee us. Sidetracked.
314-837-1800. Really, call us at 314-837-1800 or come and see us at 1375 Dunn Road, Florissant, Missouri. We've been here since March of 1960. 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com.
All right, John, they're on the way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Making fun of me. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. He said, come and tee us.
I know.
And I thought, he's got a little speech problem. And then Dan was a car salesman.
Yeah.
I guess it means come and trade. It's like trade your car and tee. They call it teeing, trading. Yeah. I didn't know that. See, I learned something.
That's right.
We have to, I have to do some business here. This is the business of good feet. Now, unless you just moved to town and the town you previously were in didn't have a Good Feet store and you've never heard of the show and you have no idea what Good Feet is, let me try to explain to you what this is. This is a store where they don't sell shoes, even though the name is Good Feet. They don't sell feet, like prosthetic feet or something. They sell inserts, art supports. And I think Good Feet's a great name because maybe it should be Happy Feet or Happy Whole Body, because sometimes people are in pain. And it can be so easily eliminated with an arch support or an insert. And it doesn't have to be just pain in your feet. It could be knee or neck or hip or headaches even. So they go to work after they take an imprint of your foot. And by the way, there's nothing painful or awkward or embarrassing here. You just have to take your shoe off. You get to leave your sock on because some people have ugly feet. And you step down on the thing and there's an imprint. And they can look at that. They're trained to look at it and go, oh, my goodness, you're putting way too much weight on your heel or on the ball of your foot or to the right. And a minor adjustment can be made with an arch support or an insert. And if you get up in the store and go, wow, what a difference. Bingo. You found what you were looking for. There are two in the St. Louis area. One is on Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and the other is in Shiloh, Illinois, Green Mountain Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Stores.
Meet me.
All right, let's get another check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a new accident now on eastbound Highway 270 at Missouri Bottom that has the two right lanes blocked, and it is raining out in that area, and that's what's causing... it's backed up from St. Charles Rock Road all the way around through West Florissant. Now, you've got a slow pocket or two on westbound 70 between 94 and Cave Springs. Again, 370 through T.R. Hughes. But we've got an accident, it looks like, that is blocking
on westbound 70 just before Warrenton, and it's got traffic backed almost up to Wright City, and then eastbound drivers, you're backed up west of Highway 47. As we look at southbound Highway 270, things are jamming up now right at Page down through Highway 44. You've got eastbound 70 downtown slowing from the Museal Veterans Bridge that goes through to Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40, that's heavy from Grand to the Poplar, and westbound 40 is heavy from Compton out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples Print and Marketing Services has low prices on printing solutions for your business, like color copies and presentations or custom business cards and banners. More at Staples stores or staples.com/smallbiz. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-600-1568. Transcend is cleared by the FDA, and it's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-600-1568. That's 1-800-600-1568.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name. Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at SoundHealthServices.com. SoundHealthServices.com.
This is sort of like, you know, just out of nowhere. Do you know how to tell if a cranberry is ripe? It's not a joke. If you have cranberry and you don't know if it's ripe, you know how to tell?
No.
Yeah. It bounces like a rubber ball. Just bounce it on the floor.
Really?
Yeah. I cannot stand cranberry.
I don't like cranberry. I'm with Peon. I don't like cranberries.
I'm not crazy about them either. And I don't like raspberries.
They're bitter, and they have no taste.
The raspberries, to me, are bitter. I don't like them. Just a little tidbit of information so that you know we are the learning show. Here's something else you'll learn. You'll learn a lot if you sit down and have a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, as in markandjason.com. Peon will say that here in the next half hour or so. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus and Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, is a member SIPC and NYSE. So, you need to think about something, and this is the one thing you can't do anything about. You can control lots of things. You have no control over time. And the less of it you have to plan, the less of a retirement you're going to have, a comfortable retirement. Do it as soon as you can. If you have $25,000 or more, now is the time to talk to Mark and Jason. Even if you already have a financial advisor, so what? Wouldn't you love to know what they think about what you're doing with that money? MarkandJason.com is the website. Complimentary meeting, no pressure, no obligation. I think you'll like them and what they have to say. Stick around because the